Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. A partially redacted and declassified letter from April 2021 from U.S. Senators Ron Wyden and Martin Heinrich to the CIA urged the agency to inform the public about a mass surveillance activity that involved gathering records belonging to Americans. The unredacted parts of the letter do not say when the surveillance occurred, if it is still currently operational, or if the surveillance was done by another agency on behalf of the CIA. The letter also says the nature and extent of the collection was withheld from the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, only revealed in a report by the Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board. ARM and NVIDIA announced an end to acquisition plans, and ARM plans to IPO sometime in the next 12 months. ARM CEO Simon Segars is out, replaced by Rene Haas, president of ARM's IP group. NVIDIA announced plans for the merger in September 2020, but hit regulatory roadblocks in the US, UK, and EU. Apple announced a tap-to-pay feature for iPhones, letting users accept Apple Pay payments on a device with a tap from another phone, digital wallet, or contactless credit card. Apple will make the feature available to third-party developers, with Stripe the first payment platform to launch with tap-to-pay in the spring, and other platforms and apps launching late this year in the US. This feature works on iPhone XS or later devices. Apple also announced updates to AirTags and the Find My Network to help preserve privacy and also combat stalking. A warning during setup will make it clear that using AirTags to track people without consent is a crime, and that AirTags are designed to be detectable by victims and law enforcement can get identifying information about the user of them. Apple says it can provide account details in response to a subpoena or other valid law enforcement request. It will also change the unknown accessory warning to specify when the accessory is AirPods instead of AirTags. The popular game Wordle now lives at a new URL after its acquisition by the New York Times. In its FAQ, the Times said stats would be automatically transferred once the game moved over, but some users are reporting stats have either failed to migrate or are incomplete. The Times tweeted, "Our games team is currently investigating." Business Insider sources say Google demoted its entire Stadia project internally, now focused on providing a streaming backend for other companies rather than attracting games to the Stadia service itself. Google calls this backend Google Stream, and it's reportedly being used to power Peloton's first video game, Lane Break, currently in early access. The unit now prioritizes Google Stream proof-of-concept work and white-label deals, with sources saying only 20% of the focus remains on the consumer Stadia platform. In response to reports of harassment occurring in Meta's Horizon Worlds VR platform, Meta has turned on a personal boundary feature by default in both Worlds and the Horizon Venue's event service. This prevents avatars from getting closer than a virtual 4 feet, though you can still high-five and fist bump. The feature still allows you to move past people, so it can't be used to block entrances. Toshiba announced it will spin off its device business, including its semiconductor unit, into an independent company. Toshiba previously announced plans for a three-way split into infrastructure, memory chips, and devices entities, but changed plans due to investor pushback. The Internal Revenue Service plans to transition away from using a facial recognition system from ID.me to authenticate people creating online accounts. The IRS will pursue short-term options that do not involve facial recognition for authentication and says the change will not impact the ability to file returns. In a related story, the identity verification company ID.me will make facial recognition verification optional for all public sector government clients. As of March 1st, users will also be able to delete face scans. The company will still offer human identity verification on a recorded video call with an ID.me representative. In an annual report to the Securities and Exchange Commission, Meta disclosed that complex and evolving U.S. and foreign laws involving EU to U.S. data transfers could lead to it being unable to offer a number of our most significant products and services, including Facebook and Instagram, in Europe. The European Court of Justice invalidated the previous Privacy Shield data transfer framework in 2020, leaving Meta to use the boilerplate standard contractual clauses for data transfers. These have been challenged in court and await a decision by Ireland's data regulator expected in the coming months. SpaceX announced that 80% of the 49 Starlink satellites that launched last week experienced significant impact by a geomagnetic storm. This resulted in 50% higher atmospheric drag levels, making it harder for the satellites to reach orbital position. The company estimates up to 40 of the satellites will now burn up in the Earth's atmosphere. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority designated Amazon as a grocery retailer in the country. This designation prohibits Amazon from changing supply contracts on short notice, requires it to provide reasons when ending a supply contract, and allows for fines of up to 1% of UK revenue for vendor mistreatment. Amazon operates 22 Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods stores in Greater London. And in What Is Dead May Never Die news, MoviePass plans to relaunch a movie ticket service this summer. The company will offer a credit-based marketplace for tickets across several tiers, though no word yet on pricing. Ad tech will play a big part in the relaunch, with theaters able to see where customers are seeing movies and through integrating a pre-show ad platform into the app to earn credits by watching ads, using facial recognition to gauge attention. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.